This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet ﷺ visited one of the Sahaba. And he said, this man was dying. I mean, he was so sick. Literally describes him, he was like a bird that was dying. I mean, he was crumbled in his bed, about to die. And the Prophet ﷺ went to visit him. And he said, هَلْ كُنْتَ تَدْعُ بِشَيْءٍ? Were you making dua for anything? Were you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything? I mean, as you were in this situation. He said, I used to say, اللهم ما كنت معاقبني به في الآخرة فعجله لي في الدنيا. He said, oh Allah, whatever you were going to punish me with in the hereafter, hasten it for me in this dunya. Punish me in this dunya, let me get it over with. Let me go through the pain and the suffering in this world, and don't punish me in the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ said, that's what you used to make dua for? هَلْ كُنْتَ تَدْعُو بِشَيْءٍ? That was your dua all this time? Oh Allah, torture me in this life so that I don't suffer in the next life? The Prophet ﷺ said, Subhanallah, لَا تُطِيقُهُ. He said, you're not going to be able to handle that. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing. No, you don't ask Allah. It could be coming from a noble place. This is coming from a sincere place. Radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. But you don't ask Allah, punish me now so that you don't punish me then. That's not the type of Lord that you're asking. So the Prophet ﷺ says, say instead, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh, our Lord, grant us the best of this life and the best of the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Again, proportionality. When you make dua to Allah, exert yourself the most when you ask for the things of the hereafter. And ask Allah for the highest of this life and the next. Ask Allah for al-firdaus al-a'la, for the highest level of al-firdaus. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. And there is no such thing as a dua that's made in vain, so long as your pursuit is right. And that's why the believer does not become bitter and dejected with their dua, because they know that they have an understanding with their Lord that if my dua was not answered in the way I wanted it to for this dunya, then Allah stored it for the greater goal that was also present in my dua, which was salvation in the hereafter.